This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Bloomberg NEF recently reporting how the tipping point for battery electric vehicle ascendancy has been reached globally. And it's about once 5% of new car sales go fully electric, everything changes, according to a Bloomberg analysis of the 19 countries that have made the EV pivot, which kind of got us wondering about battery recycling overall.
Well, fortunately, we got Marcus Randolph with us. He's executive chairman, CEO, and president of EcoBat. It's the world's biggest recycler of batteries. Marcus, great to have you with us. I want to talk about the business in just a second, but give us a macro view of your world right now and help us understand the biggest challenges your company's facing.
Sure. So battery recycling, let me start with the quiz. I love this because it sort of helps people understand what batteries are about. What do you think is the most highly recycled product?
So I know what it is because I looked at the website.
Yeah, but you put your paper out on the curb, yeah. You know, and you, lead battery recycling, 99%, and 99% recovery of lead through the recycling process. So lead is by far the world's best recycling story.
And we're talking about batteries like, you know, Duracell batteries.
No, those aren't lead.
So lithium ion, just lithium ion.
Well, I'm referring to lead acid batteries now.
So you where would you find those?
Well, car batteries.
Car batteries,
you know,
right?
Those big black boxes
you got
in your cars with the two little posts on them? Yeah, yeah. Those things. We recycle 130 million of those a year.
Wow.
Yeah, so, big number.
So what happens as we move to EVs? What does that mean for you?
Well, EVs does two things. One is it opens up the world for lithium-ion batteries, which
Correct.
Are very different. However, I think, and we'll talk about that in a minute, I'm sure, but one of the things that gets missed is EVs also use lead-acid batteries. So all the safety systems in EVs, so you know, the lithium part is the motive part, but your power steering, your power brakes, if your lithium battery disconnects, you don't want your car to lose control.
Right.
So all the airbags and stuff comes from lead acid batteries. So a lot of people say lead acid batteries are going to die. They're going to be replaced by lithium. Not true. You know, they're still going to be used. Admittedly, they don't use as much lead acid as a car does, but they're still it's still a substantial part of our going forward business.
So how much demand or what are you seeing like in your business in terms of dynamics, like growth of business and so on and so forth?
Sure.
And some of the main themes that we talk about, whether it's inflationary pressures, labor pressures, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, a step back. I mean, you know, the thing you're never going to get away from is what does it mean to have this big boom in EVs and what is that going to do for lithium? So, you know, the low end of projections is sort of 20% compound annual growth rate.
Right.
You know, when you're that didn't really matter that much when, you know, you're just selling a few of these a year, which is where we were 8 or 10 years
ago. Worried about lithium and whether or not we have enough.
Now, I mean, you know, including plug-in electric hybrids, last year there were 6.6 million electric vehicles sold. 6.6 million.
Right.
Almost double what they were the prior year. So you say, where's this industry going? For us, lithium is both our greatest threat and our greatest opportunity. So you look at what we're trying to do as we go forward, and that's to be, we are by far the industry leader in lead acid side, and we are rapidly becoming so on the lithium side.
Because you have to.
Well, because we want to. To be honest, I mean, it is going to be challenging for lead acid batteries over the long term because lithium are just, but their energy density is much more favorable,
right?
And their ability to fully discharge is better. So they have big advantages, but on cost, they get killed. And so if you have low-cost applications where you need big surges of power, that's right down the world of lead-acid batteries. As you get over to cars that have long, steady draws that last for hours, lithium batteries are fantastic.
Right.
They're just expensive. They're hard to recycle. So I give you the numbers for lead-acid, 99% recycling and 99% recovery. Lithium recoveries now, the EU is trying to legislate 65% recovery, and there are a lot of companies that aren't making it.
Meaning that 65% of the lithium in a lithium-ion battery is recycled?
The metals.
Is recovered.
Nickel, copper, cobalt, iron.
How usable is it on the other side of that recycling?
It is and it isn't. This is where...
Smart question.
Yeah, actually, that really was a smart question.
Thank you, guys.
People talk about... growing the smart economy in the U.S. Well, you look at lithium batteries, the lithium, nickel, and cobalt deposits in the U.S. are not very good. So all this stuff comes from someplace else. Then the manufacturers are very interested in retaining control through the recycling process. So lead battery, you get rid of it out of your car, you leave it at Pep Boys, and they give it to us, and it just disappears in the system. In lithium, the car manufacturers want to own that stuff right through the process. And you just keep going, and it's a pretty different business. But the kind of the takeaways here is you're going to see a lot of demand. I think there are a lot of questions about, is there enough supply? The recycling is really important, particularly because the manufacturers want to own the resources.
But it's
a different world.
But the question I think that you're asking is, when you recycle it, is it 99% comes back to the manufacturer, or is it 50%?
Great.
Where does it go?
You did well, actually. So what happens? So they don't have the deposits. So they ship the materials here. They make the batteries, or they make them in China. By the way, China has, you remember the gigafactories? Well, China has about 10 times more than the U.S. does. So you start severely disadvantaged. You don't have many gigafactories. You don't have many resources. Then you get on the back end of this, and right now there isn't a single company in the U.S. that can make cathode quality lithium-ion batteries. So they then process it here, send it back to China, then it comes back here again.
Yeah.
So where this industry's got to evolve is it needs to get to where we have the full cycle processing capability here. And we're somewhat unique as EcoBat, because we're in the front end of that. And we do the logistics, the discharging, the disassembly, the shredding, the production of what's called black mass, which is sort of all of the metals in one. Then it goes off to others who handle the very back end of the process.
Right, right. So, but Tesla isn't saying, hey, Marcus, handle this for us, or are they?
Well, they're saying they want somebody to handle it for them. And this is sort of where the contention
is
in the industry.
Who is that somebody, though?
Well, that is kind of open. I think the starting assumption would be the black mass processors on the back end. But what's actually happened is there is an oversupply of black mass processing. And there's a shortage on the front end of disassembly, logistics, and shredding, which is why we're wanting to invest in that front side.
So give us an idea of where things go in terms of where the energy costs so high. And we only have about 30 seconds left. So sorry that we're running out of time.
Based
That's
on
so
what
much
you
I want
see
to get.
And your pivot, we've only got 30 seconds. Well, you'll have to come back at another time.
Based
on what you're seeing, this pivot, right, to alternative energy EV, like what are you seeing, or how quickly, real quick?
Well, I'm gonna leave you with something to think about. I'm kind of almost answering your question. As you think about the story in lead, it is the best recycled product. And it's also, if you don't get it right on the recycle side, you are not going to have the climate changing elements necessary to deal with wind power and solar power. You need energy storage.
Right.
And that's going to come about through companies like EcoBat.
Right. And we need it to be really efficient. A million more questions. So that means you must come back. Where are you based?
Santa Fe and Dallas.
That's an easy flight. Marcus Randolph, Executive Chairman, CEO, and President of EcoBat, joining us in studio. Man, a busy day. I've got another one tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it tomorrow.
All right, you're listening and watching Bloomberg Business Week.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.